Good morning,
Lambo, Lambo.
Hola, Alejandra.
Good morning, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. Going back and forth between two places.
Okay. Are you at the center?
Yeah. So if I leave the office, I mask up. So it's kind of strange to have a mask on Zoom.
Okay. So can you...
I'll get you turned on.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Robbie. Hey, Patrick.
Hola, Patricia.
Hola, Dalma. Hola a todos. Hola, Ali.
Good morning, Venerable Kelsang. Hi, Alicia.
Buen día, ¿cómo estás?
Buenos días. Geshe Gelick is here.
Please have a seat. Mm. Good morning.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning. Then anybody watching on YouTube, good morning. Very good to see you. And no, yeah, Venerable Hamula will lead a prayer.
Let's just start with the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Heyata mone mone maha munaye soha. Heyata mone mone maha munaye soha. Heyata mone mone maha munaye soha. Now the Medicine Buddha, verse of praise and stanza. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So we'll say the mantra seven times. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate soha. Heyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, adza samugate soha. Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the Tenreiji, verse of praise and mantra. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, who said a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately at all beings. To you, Chenrezig, all-seeing one, I prostrate. So we'll say this mantra 8 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the verse and praise and mantra for Green Tara. Tara liberates from cyclic existence. Tutara liberates from all fears. Tude liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to Liberator, Mother Tara. So it's chant 7 of these mantras. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Now the refuge in bodhicitta prayer. Led by Ishila.
Sanje, Sanje Chodan Sanje Chodan La Chancho Pantong Dane Nyamdwanje Dabhe Chishin Jibhe Sama Dola Penje Sanje Ndumbalai Sho. This one, once again, people are not able to follow because I say in Tibetan. So say one in like in English. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha and Dharma, the Supreme Assembly, by the merit I created through, you say, listening, and Dharma, may I become Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. So please set a positive motivation for the class, okay, positive motivation. To liberate yourself, to benefit of all mother sentient beings. So positive motivations to liberate yourself. To liberate yourself. Just to benefit mother sentient beings. That's the more positive motivations that you are supposed to set up before the class. So, Lamala, please lead nine round breathing meditations. Nine round breathing meditations. So, Ribatani Leapache. Clear knowing is the definition of mind. According to Buddhist philosophy, clear knowing, that is the definition of mind or consciousness. Then mind, mental, mind, consciousness, or synonym. Definitions, clear knowing. Is the definition of the awareness, consciousness, mind, etc. Same. Trying to explain the same. Consciousness, awareness, mind, mental, same thing. For the sake of knowledge, what is the definition? Definition is clear knowing. Ripa. Same thing. Same, Ripa, Shepa, same, mind, Ripa, awareness, Shepa, consciousness. Synonym, no different meaning, same meaning. We all have that. It's not like something we don't have. We all have that. What's the definitions? Clear knowing. Clear knowing. Tang means clear. Nik, murky, not clear. What does it mean, not clear? Sky, not clear, means there's cloud. Just a bunch of cloud, or maybe some cloud, not clear. Same mind, like sky, not clear. Clear tongue, clear, no cloud. Nik, not clear, means can see cloud. So here, now you understand. Nik means not clear. Tang, clear. Nik, not clear. So now you know what the clouds are. Or maybe stress, upset, angry, jealous, pride, arrogant. That are like clouds. It's not inseparable with the sky, but they are there. There is possibilities that someday you will see clear sky, no sky without cloud. So cloud are there temporarily. Therefore, unclear, how you say?
Unclear, Geshe-la.
unclear mind, temporary, is not permanent, temporary. Therefore, there's hope. There's always hope. There's always hope. Even though you see sky with clouds day after day, day after day, doesn't mean that you are not going to see sky without cloud. There's still hope. One day, not clear, second day, not clear, third day, not clear, doesn't mean it's not going to be clear. There's always hope. Same mind, tongue, clear, nik, unclear. Same rigpa, according to text, said rigpa means same thing, technically same thing, but according to text it says rigpa, mind, tongue, clear, nik, unclear. You experience, I experience, is not something that the flower in the garden, they experience, is not like that, that we are the one who experience it, not like the flower in the garden or the house or the tree. No, we human, we experience that. So the nine round breathing meditations here, you know, it helps us when you do the nine round breathing meditation, it's kind of like it makes clear distinguish, it kind of separates, very separate precisely, not just separate, separate precisely, clear and unclear. It kind of separate precisely. Right now, yeah, nature of mind is clear, but we don't experience because there are a lot of cloud. So the nine round breathing meditation here is to precisely clarify between those two minds. So that is the purpose of this nine round breathing meditations. Even though there are no other reasons, but in this case, nine round breathing meditation that Ramala is about to lead is the purpose of this nine round breathing meditation is to, as a clearly separate, precisely separate, or distinguish between this clear mind and unclear mind. Okay? Yeah, so now Ramala will lead the meditation. So.
So, Geshe-la said that we can put our middle finger on top of our ring finger, and we start with our left hand. And first three rounds, we place our that finger on our left nostril and inhale through our right nostril, slowly, deeply.
All the way in, all the way in.
And then seal the right nostril and exhale through that nostril, slowly, deeply, completely. And we do that two more times for the first three rounds. And then for the second three rounds, the fourth, fifth, and sixth, we take the finger on the right hand, and then feel the right nostril and inhale through your left, slowly, deeply, completely. And then seal the left nostril and exhale through the right. We do that two more times. And then for the final round, 7, 8, and 9, we inhale through both nostrils and exhale through both nostrils. So let's start from the very beginning with the left hand. And exhale to the right nostril. Repeat. One more time. Okay, for the second set of three, take the ring finger from your right hand and seal the right nostril and inhale to the left. And exhale to the right. Repeat. One more time. And then for the final three, so inhale through both nostrils. Exhale to both. Repeat.
Oh yeah, thank you, Venerable Alhamdulillah. Thank you very much. You see, is it separated? Clear mind, unclear mind, is it separated or not? And the best is not to sit down on the comfortable cushions. It's the best, you know, the way to do this. Non-normal meditation is not to sit down, you know, so then follow this 7-point sitting positions. So then right after that, need to develop pure thought. Namta, pure, kivesim, virtuous mind. That's how the any form of practice, you know, has been done based on pure virtuous thought. As a Buddhist, then you do refuge and bodhicitta prayers. Refuge, then bodhicitta prayers. So then after that, you know, followed by Guru Yoga practice. Just how it's been done step by step, you know, like, so now, as we discussed last Wednesday, you know, Guru Yoga practice is not that easy. It's not easy as it sounds, particularly in the West, you know, it's not that easy, like, even though in general speaking it's kind of hard things to do. Oh. So now, if you are not familiar with all this kind of practice, just right after death, just try to develop pure thought, pure thought, pure virtuous thought. Virtuous thought means positive thought. However you can develop, however, pure virtuous thought is important. In order to help yourself, challenge that we have, physical challenge, mental challenge. Physical challenge, you know, there's many resources available, particularly in developing country like Europe and the United States. Problems related to the mind, oh, there you need pure virtuous thought. It's very critical. In order to overcome difficulty related to mind, pure virtuous thought is the critical part of deal with, you know, disturbing thought is important. Regardless whether you consider yourself a Buddhist or not, pure virtuous thought is important foundation for you to help yourself overcome from disturbing thought. That's very critical. So now, two things happening here. I'm not doing good. I'm not okay. I'm kind of like sad. I'm kind of angry. I'm kind of jealous. That I, very visible and vivid experience. I, then there's body, and there's mind. My body, my mind. The I, my mind, my body, the I, notion of self, I. So, body doesn't multiply. Body, you have only one body, doesn't multiply. Thought, awareness, thought multiplies. Not just one. There are many. Sometimes you feel like overwhelmed, not able to stop them. Even though each disturbing thought has antidote, if you practice the antidote, there's possibility you could control them, reduce them, minimize them, eradicate them. That's possible. But sometimes you feel overwhelmed that there's the bombardment of thought that, you know, not ever stop. For beginners, the best method. Beginner is someone who never done meditations, never know about Dharma, a very limited knowledge about Dharma. Beginner. This best method how to deal with the bombardment of thought. focus. Focus. Focus on something you can say, this is this or this is that. You can say, this is or object that I'm focusing is or this or that or can say. What it sounds like? What an object sounds like? Huh? What that object sounds like.
What that object sounds like.
Oh, sorry. Now what can be. Apparent. Tomasi, what apparent means? Apparent.
Apparent is something you can see, something that appears to you.
What's the difference between apparent and appear?
Apparent is the quality of appearing, of being able to appear.
Okay. Okay, very good.
Much difference, Kesla.
No, appearance. Nawa, appearance. Nawa. Pembe, you can say this is that, this is this. Oh, this is good, this is bad. There's nothing to pinpoint. Nawa Pendri. That's what it's called. Nawa Pendri is apparent Pendri. I'm not sure how you say in English Pendri. I used to say space between thought. You understand? So need to learn how to focus on that. If you are overwhelmed by bombardment of thought, that's the best method to deal with the bombardment of thought. Focus on that appearance. You can't say this is this or this is that. There's nothing to pinpoint. Pinpoint. Tibet was called Nawa Pembe. No worry, no expectations. You understand? No worries, no concern, no expectations. Just focus. That's all. Yeah, you can do, because you are human, you can do. Just focus there, no one. See what happens. Doesn't have to be 30 minutes, 50 minutes, it can be just 1 minute. Just focus there, 1 minute. One good minute, just focus there, 1 minute. See if you can focus. Now what happened? What's happening? Thought will rise, because it's been rising all the time. It will rise. Is thought rising? When you try to focus on that, if you probably want to come up with a fancy term, so that's your job. Tibet is called Pembe. I'm not sure how to say it, but the space. to be precise, conventional nature of mind. Conventional nature of mind, be precise. Nature of mind, what you call space between thought, whatever you call, that you need to study. Okay, so Tibetan, we already have the words, now what can do. Now what's happening? Just focus 1 minute. And then, no worries, no expectations. Nothing to analyze, nothing to judge, nothing to analyze. Don't analyze. Don't try to find something, there's nothing to find. Don't try to analyze, there's nothing to analyze. Just focus. After 1 minute, stop. Stop. Then do it again. But need to be fully aware, fully awake. Need to be fully awake. Can't be just like spacing out. No, need to be fully awake. If that meditation is going to be like fainted, you are fainted, no good. You feel like sleepy, no good. Need to be fully awake. We are not talking about 1 hour, we're just talking about 1 minute. Just focus 1 minute, fully awake. See what happens. Feel good? Stop. Stop. Completely stop. Do something else, come back, do it again. I need to be very mindful of the object, that space. We need to be very mindful of that object. In the same time, need to analyze whether you are focusing or not focusing. If you are not focusing, you need to put more effort. Need to analyze. So I did let this meditation a number of times, so then today I'm doing this again. So there's few methods on the way, there's few methods that you face. What happens? Thought rise, different thought rise. Thought they wanted to check, make sure today is Sunday, make sure what you need to buy, going to refrigerator, that thought rise. Thought rise that what kind of chores that I need to do. It's kind of like interesting. When you start to meditate, you remember things. When you are not meditating, you don't remember them. Minute you try to meditate, you remember all kinds of things. Does that sound familiar? Does that ring the bell? Maybe if you try to focus, we remember all kinds of things. Not like because there are more thoughts rising. No, no. Because we are being mindful of our thought. That's why it seems like more, but it's not more, it's the same thing. Just what happens after some kind of thought rise. Now question what I should do, what I should do. There's few things that you can do. There's few things you can do. First one, according to the Vinayaka Sutra, where the Buddha talks about monastic life, according to Vinayaka Sutra, so there's illustrations been mentioned in the Vinayaka Sutra. Orchard, good, sharp, orchard, and skilled swordman. There are five examples, that's what I mentioned. You, as a skilled swordman, fought archers that shoot arrows. Your job is to make sure that the hits stop them. You can't be spacing out more like it will hit. Why? Because archer is not just archer, it's the one of the best archers. Never miss the target. Never miss the target. You are facing that kind of archer, never miss the target. But you have sword, you can stop. But that means you have to be very mindful. You can stop. Each arrow comes, you can stop. Second, you are like wonder it will hit you. But the archer never miss the target. That's the one way, one method that Vinayaka Sutra mentioned you can do. Every thought that rises, we can challenge them, like skilled swordmen. That's one way to keep your focus on that space between thought while challenging this amount of thought that rises. One way to do. Another is like, I'm not sure, I've been asked one of the center members, but there's no specific term. So see, a long time, when people go to the oceans, in the boat, they have bird in the cage, bird in the cage to find the land. I'm not sure what you call this. Specific terms, Zingji Chazhen. Zing means boat. Chazhen means prison. Zing, prison. Cha means bird. The bird, prison bird, is in the cage, in the boat. Zingji Chazhen. There's another example, Zingji Chazhen. So here you are trying to control. You're trying to control your mind. Keep that mind on the focus, but that mind acts like the bird in the cage wanting to fly away because it's been trapped there now maybe 60 seconds. It's been trapped there 60 seconds or 1 minute, more or less. Desperately want to get out or go somewhere, like exactly like the bird in the cage. Second method, you should not fight, just let it go. Just let it go. Watch where it goes, how it goes, why it goes, just watch. Why it wants to go, where it is going, how it is going, just watch the whole episode. The movement of that bird, in this case your mind, movement of that bird, how it goes, where it goes, just watch. What happened? Eventually that bird will come back to the boat because there's nothing to land. There's no land to land. But thinking there's somewhere to land, but there's nothing to land, the bird will come back. boat is the only place to land. There's nowhere else to land. It will come there. Exactly the same. The awareness will return back to the focus. It will return back to the focus. You don't need to fight. You just simply recognize and just watch whole movement, where it goes, how it goes. Just look at it. Come back to the square one. Okay, two methods. You have options. There's two methods. You have options. You can choose. So now the more important thing here, this is just, you know, to develop your concentrations and to stop all this bombardment thoughts. Now the main thing here, now you are doing pretty well. You apply these two methods, whatever method you choose, you apply them. Now you are able to focus. Now you are focusing. Now it become like, now your meditation, whole meditation become like clear, still water. See, now your whole meditation become like clear, still water. Before it's murky, you did 9 rounds with meditation, separate them. So now your meditation is like clear, still water. The meditation like this. Mayo tambe chu. Mayo means not moving, same still, no moving. The water is not moving. Now your meditation become like clear, still water. Now what I should do? The most important meditation that you are about to do, the most important meditation. Analyzing notion of self. Oh, the most important meditation that you are about to do. Now you are about to touch the root of all the problems that you experience. Since the beginning of this time, you are about to touch or get close to the root. So now, when your meditation become like still clear water, so then you need time to analyze notion of self. Oh, very important one. How to do? Am I my head? Begin from here. Am I my head? Am I my hair? This is serious meditations. Mention Shakyamuni Buddha, Shanti Deva, Nagarjuna, many masters. Am I my hair? What is the answer? No. Go to each one of them, one by one. What's left, you cannot find, but you feel. You cannot find, but you feel. You cannot find, but it's still there, but you cannot find. What is that? Self. I. Still there, but you cannot find. Going to hold your physical body, you cannot find. So now what is left? Mind, consciousness. Am I my consciousness? Am I my mind? Answer has to be no. Answer cannot be yes. Answer has to be no. Otherwise, you cannot say my mind. If you are mind, you cannot say my mind. If your mind is you, you cannot say my mind. Can you? If you are your mind, can you say my mind? No. But the self, you cannot find the body. Now you figure it out. Body is the mind. You went to every part of it, inside out. The answer is no. Then you jump to the mind, and the answer is no. Is me or I, is it separate from body and mind? Probably not. Is it mind and body? No. What you see, now you're going through that, with that analysis, what you see? Nothing. What you find? Nothing. Oh. Did you find self? No. Does that mean self doesn't exist? No. That's exactly how self exists. We think otherwise. You look at the mirror, then you think, oh, that's me. Actually, you are hallucinating. That's a reflection of you. It's not you. It's a reflection of you. So now you see, this is not, everything is just built on this notion of self. We never analyze. We never bother to analyze. We just go with that. We never analyze. What happened when your meditation become like still clear water, and from there, if you try to analyze what happens, this strong, absolute inherent notion of self. Where you find? Nowhere. Where you find? Nowhere. Apparent, yet empty. You understand? Apparent, yet empty. Can we get our head around that? Can we get our head around that? Apparent, yet empty. Can you put these two things together? Yeah, feel so strongly, yet empty. What? Self. Feel so strong, vividly, strongly, yet empty. Make sense? Empty, now the switch the word empty, yet appears. Empty, yet appears. Make sense? Very, very important word. Nangxi tongba, apparent, yet empty. Nangxi tongba. Tongxi nangwa, empty, yet apparent. If you do these meditations, don't confuse, because I don't have any experience, I'm just talking. I have no any experience, I'm just talking. Like anybody else, I'm just talking. I don't have any experience. When you get out of these meditations, what kind of experience are you supposed to get? Look around, including self. So tight, so serious, so absolute, so inherent. It's like illusion. It's like illusion. You are hallucinated. We never something that we should investigate. We never investigate. We just go with that. We just go along with that, life after life. Same notion of self. We just go along with that. Everything that builds on that, you cannot find. Not seeing is the best seeing. Does that make sense? Not seeing is the best seeing. Matawani tawa tamba. Matawani tawa tamba. Not looking is the best looking. Does it make sense? Not looking is the best way of looking. Not looking. Kind of sounds crazy, but that is. Not looking is the best way of looking. Does it make sense? Matawani tawa tamba. Not seeing is the best see. Does that make sense? Not looking is the best way of looking. Now, what's your conclusions? Analyzing notion of self, what's your conclusions? Then nothing to find. What I should do? Pause there. There's nothing further to look. You are not looking. That's the best way of looking. Not finding, that's the best way. You found the best thing. You are not looking anymore. That's the best way. You are looking the best way. Because you are not looking anymore, you are looking the best way. Matawani tawa tamba. Matawani tawa tamba. No, so that's very important because everything, you know, everything, all the seriousness, tightness, all the stress, everything is built on the sense notion of self that we must analyze at least, you know, like 1 minute here, 1 minute there. We should not go along with that. We should not go along with that because everything is built on that. So we must find. Then that during that meditation, so much negative karma will purify. Why? Because you are going to the root. You are not just touching the branch. You are going to the root. Root. That's why your negative karma like shattered, like throwing the glass on the floor. It's going to be shattered like that. Because you are going to the root. Maybe I should stop. What do you think? Time is over now. So now, sorry, the time is over. It's 11:30. I basically every day trying. So I'm hoping that you try the same thing in order to get maximum benefit. In order to get the most out of this precious human life, that you feel fortunate because that you can learn. So that's, you know, we all do. Okay, so we help much as possible to ourselves throughout the day, then dedicate the merit to help others to see, to have opportunity as you do, like meditation. That, okay, so this is very good for most excellent method for the beginner, how to control thought. Okay, first you work with, make sure that your meditation become like clear, still water. Make sure that they're like watching to be precise, conventional nature of thought or space between thought. Okay, so maybe Samula will repeat that meditation maybe next Sunday. Okay, so try. That's all we can do. Just try, okay? Well, yeah, thank you very much, and thank you so much, Venerable Samula, Domasi, all of you, and Alejandra, children, translating people from Patagonia, and all the people from Patagonia, thank you for coming in. So hopefully I will see you someday Okay. Yeah. And anybody watching on YouTube, so have a wonderful weekend. Oh, thank you.
Let's start with the dedication verses from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers, starting with one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful, generated, Tenzin Gyatso. These remain until samsara ends. And one for a long life prayer for Sarah J. Kinsler and Pashe Jitsunlo Sandalak. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Avatare. The one with great precision, he spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. One for Lama Tsongkhapa Rinpoche. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunath's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live on. And seven green charm mantras, the Geshe, the other thing is your sample song, Happy Healthy Life. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Well, thank you so much. So have a nice weekend. See you next Sunday.
Thank you, Geshe.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you so much, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Lama.
Thank you, Lama.